And if you think that hurricanes and global warming aren't quite enough to make you anxious, this week the Philadelphia Inquirer reported on eastern cicada killer wasps. Now, these are wasps that hunt and sting cicadas. Their sting paralyzes the cicada. The wasp carries its victim into a hole. The female then lays her eggs inside the paralyzed cicada and seals it up. When nature takes its course, we shudder. We're joined now by Chuck Holliday, biology professor at Lafayette College. Professor, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be interviewed.
The eggs actually hatch inside the cicada, don't they?
Oh, it's worse than that, Scott.
Yeah?
The cicada's paralyzed. The female puts it on its back and lays the egg under the middle leg, either left or right of the cicada. Then it hatches out and takes its time chewing in through one of the leg joints. It's like the movie Alien.
It wouldn't have been possible just to draw the piano wire across the neck like in The Godfather or something?
Well, what would the adaptive value of being kind to your prey be, Scott? Will your offspring be more numerous or live longer if you do the right thing by the cicada? It's natural selection. It doesn't work that way.
But these wasps are not interested in stinging people, I gather.
Not only are they not interested in doing it, Scott, but if they do sting you, which has happened to me quite a few times, you get a numb finger. It feels like Novocaine at the dentist's office.
I've been told that at one point you had 5,000 of these wasps in your office.
They were all dead, Scott. I'd borrowed museum specimens for study from all over the country, and in fact, I had more than half of the cicada killer wasps in museums in the world in my insect cabinet.
And I mean this with ultimate respect, but every now and then people raise a question as to, it's really fascinating to know this stuff, but why do we know this stuff?
Well, we know it because egghead biologists like myself are interested in it. I've been studying these wasps since the summer of 1988. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's very interesting about their life cycle, Scott, is that the females know the sex of each egg they lay before they lay it. They mate once when they first come out of the ground and store the sperm they're going to need for their lifetime in a little sperm tank. And if they decide they're going to make a female egg, they fertilize it while it's being laid, and then they hunt two cicadas. And that's why the females are so big. If they decide they're going to make a male, they don't fertilize the egg. And in wasps, bees, and ants, unfertilized eggs become males, and she only gives it one cicada, so the males are smaller.
So she gives her love once, but it lasts a lifetime.
Unfortunately, the lifetime is very short. The males live about 2 weeks, the females about four.
A couple weeks is enough.
Well, what's time to a wasp, Scott? I mean, I don't know what goes on in a nervous system that small.
Well, doctor, I hope no one bothers you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. A pleasure to talk to you.
Professor Chuck Holliday speaking from his office at Lafayette College. And if you have these cicada killer wasps in your yard, Professor Holliday wants them. Learn how to catch them and ship them on our website, npr.org. Just don't send them here. This is NPR News.